5, 18 minutes past 2. Now, I did tell you that James Cunningham would join us today for a chin wag, and he would bring his good friend Bart, which he has done. And he's also brought another friend, ex-colleague Ian Baxter, is with us. Hello, guys. How are you doing?
I'm good.
It's great to see you again. It's good to see you again. Both of you, good to have seen Ian in
ages. It's been a while, hasn't it?
And, of course, I met James. I met you at the 30th anniversary of Guide Dogs NI, the big celebration. So how have you recovered from that? Because that was a bit mad that night, wasn't it?
That was. About 48 hours sleep. A cups of coffee, it was grand.
But you did so much.
I mean,
you were playing the clarinet, then you played piano, and I'm sure you composed a piece for it as well.
Yeah, it was quite mental. I was sort of up and down all over the shop, but got through it.
You got through it all right. You were in your element.
I mean,
you were born to be on the stage, James, it has to be said.
I don't know.
Tell me a wee bit about. Well, first of all, you're 17.
Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing? You're sixth year, upper sixth?
Upper sixth.
And whereabouts are you?
Portadown College.
Right, okay. And I believe you are the first pupil in Northern Ireland to have an assistive dog to take to school.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is Bart.
It is.
The beautiful Bart.
The beautiful Bart indeed.
How long have you had Bart?
Only since June, really. He's quite new.
Right. And how do you do this? I'm trying to think, because you use a cane before? Or?
I did, yeah.
Right, okay. So you made your way around the school and you got to know certain places. How does the dog get to know all these different places that you hang out?
Well, I mean, most of the time I have to give him the directions of where to go.
Mm-hmm.
So he at first really doesn't know where he's going, but I suppose after a certain amount of time, once he's experienced it, my routine enough, he sort of becomes more settled, and he sort of knows the key places of where I'm going to be going.
Yes.
So he's more comfortable.
Yeah, so he gets used to that.
Yeah.
And how old is Bart?
He's two.
And at what point you may hear him, folks, in the background there. At what point does Bart be handed over to you? Somebody obviously puppy trains him, all of that.
Mm-hmm. So he would have been trained maybe for about 20 months or so, and then...
Big
show. Thank you for that, Bart. That's delightful.
Does that happen in school?
Yeah.
How do people react whenever Bart's in the class? Everybody's trying to concentrate and get their exams sorted out, and there's Bart.
Concentration goes out the window completely. Dog is the star focus.
Does he just lie down? Do you know what? Remember we were doing the guide dogs event? Everybody that had a guide dog, all the dogs lay down at their feet as people performed and sang.
Yeah.
Is this what happens with Bart when you're doing your studies? And
yeah, he just
flops down on the floor.
Yep, just like he's done there now. He just sits and flops on the floor and sleeps for an hour.
And waits.
Yeah,
yeah.
Until he has to get up and go and sleep somewhere else.
I wonder, does he start to know that after probably an hour of class that you're going to get up and go somewhere?
Yeah, I think because we have bells in our school at the end of the periods, he sort of realises whenever he has to get up.
Mm. It's interesting the way dogs get to know all of that. But I mean, you're just saying about the dog, you've been teaching them, telling them where to go. But dogs generally get to know, because my dogs do, whenever I take them for a walk, as soon as I get to the area where I would turn off to go to the beach, they want to go that way. But sometimes I haven't got time to go to the beach, so I must turn up the other way. But they really do, they stop and wait. So they know there's a juncture there.
Yeah, and I know what you mean. He definitely, if I want to go somewhere that's not in the norm, he will sort of look at me and say, what are you on about?
Yeah, but what are you doing now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So what about all your school friends? Have they accepted Bart fine? They love it?
Within probably 3 seconds of meeting him, they were in love and they all want to take him home.
As you do.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a picture and get Bart put up there because he is a beautiful dog. Isn't he? I mean, Ian, he's just delightful.
He's just gorgeous, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I have the best job in the world. I get to kind of spend all day, every day with these dogs and kind of see the difference they make. And just hearing James talk about Bart and kind of in the school, and that's exactly what we're doing it for, is to kind of make that kind of difference and integrate dogs like Bart into that school environment. And it's really lovely to see that everyone else is kind of picking up on that too. It's
but
amazing.
Isn't it, you must get these stories all the time, obviously, in your job, Ian, where it has actually changed someone's life.
Absolutely.
And there was a gentleman at the event that I was hosting where he was saying that all his life he never had a dog. And then all of a sudden it just changed everything, and he just can't believe the difference it's made to his life.
I think I know the man that you're talking about, and actually his wife was terrified of dogs before they thought about getting a guide dog, and he got his quite late in life, and he had kind of accepted that was it for him, that when his sight started to go, he passed his retirement age, and he thought, that's it, that my life is over now, I've done my life, I'll sit in this chair and this will be my four walls, and that'll be what my life is. Until slowly but surely, kind of, he was introduced to maybe the thought of maybe doing a bit of cane work, and then we build him up from there to the possibility and introduced a dog into that environment. And I promise you, that man is in his 80s now and is the best advocate for what we do.
That's the very one. Yeah. He was so happy. And I mean, he couldn't praise the guide dog Northern Ireland work enough, because he just couldn't believe how much his life had improved.
And that, for us, that is the most important thing, is that we think that mobility, the ability to get out and about on your own independently, is the basis of everything we do with life. It allows you to kind of be able to access healthcare. It allows you to get out and do a job. It allows you to kind of socialise when you want, when you and how you want to do it. And that is the basis of everything, we think. And so that's why we do what we do, and why we spend so much time kind of asking people to support us. Because
so you can train more puppies and help transform other people's lives. James, I always say that having a dog by your side is a great conversation starter. I mean, I meet people that I would never normally meet or have conversations with. And simply because I've got the dogs with me, people stop and they ask, what are they? What's their name? How old are they? You must find the same with Bart. Is it a great conversation starter?
It is. Every time I meet somebody in the street or I meet somebody in the shop, the first thing they want to talk about is the dog. And they tell me about all the dogs they've got at home, and it's great. And it just helps you to get to know the person a lot better really quickly.
Uh-huh. And do you find that you have your confidence? Like, you're such a confident guy anyway. I mean, it has to be said. But do you find that your confidence has improved since you've had Bart?
Well, I think definitely whenever I'm out and about, it's just being able to go without conditions. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to wait for anybody or ask anybody to bring me or come with me. I just get up and go whenever I want, and it's just made my life a whole lot easier.
Yeah. What about your studies? Has it helped improve your studies in any way? I'm just wondering what sort of difference it makes. Does it make, I suppose, if you're more confident in your studying, will
yeah,
be better?
I mean, I'm definitely a lot happier being able to just, you know, turn around and pet the dog when I'm bored and not listening to the teacher in class. I think definitely it's given me definitely a better outlook and just helped me to push on.
What do you want to do whenever you leave school? You want to go to university and then study music, is that right?
Yeah, hopefully go to Queen's, do a master's, hopefully.
Right, okay.
And then become a composer, hopefully. Yeah. That's the plan.
James Cunningham, listen to that name.
I'm telling you, listen, I mean, I've heard him belt out a tune. I've heard him on the piano. I've heard him on the clarinet. Is that your favourite, those your favourite two instruments, or do you play anything else?
Well, my favourite would probably actually be the drums.
Oh, you play drums too?
Yeah, I play them quite loudly. Mm-hmm. So I don't get to play them that often because I get shouted at.
I was a family going, oh, please, not the drums tonight, James.
Exactly, put out in the garage.
What does Bart think of the drums?
He doesn't like them, but he doesn't not like them, if you know what I mean. He'll sort of sit there and wait for me to come out, but he won't actively try to come in.
No, he's thinking I'll stay out here. But here, listen, I was going to ask you just before I let you go, Tech Santa now. This is, there are different charities that are picked every year, and Guide Dogs NI has been chosen.
Yeah, we're delighted, actually. It's nationally we've been chosen as one of the six charities for Tech Santa. And it's an amazing opportunity for us, not just to kind of raise money, but also to kind of raise awareness of the things that we do. As an organisation, we rely entirely on the support of the public for what we do. We don't get any government funding for the work that we do. So it's all about kind of people getting out there and supporting us. So something as big as Tech Santa, which is happening on Friday night, is just amazing for us. And that'll be going on right the way through on UTV, hosted by Philip and the lovely Christine, I believe.
Can you remind people how they actually can donate?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be donation points all the way through the night on Tech Santa. So if you want to watch the programme, there'll be stories of our guide dog owners and different ways in which we're helping people out there. So you get an understanding of where your money will be going. Also, tomorrow night on UTV Live, at the end of the news tomorrow night, you'll see a story of our puppy walkers. So the people that spend a year volunteering to raise our puppies before they come into us for training. So you'll be able to see that as well. Plus, we'll also be out in Central Station and in Great Victoria Street with a couple of the other charities on Friday lunchtime as well. So come down and see us, come meet some of the dogs as well.
I always have to stop and have a conversation about the dogs. I mean, it's never about the person, it's always about the, and I always say to them, I'm only stopping because I want to say hello to your dog. That's brilliant. That's super, super that you've been involved in. So any charity would be delighted to be involved with Tech Santa, but it's very, very straightforward, easy way to donate.
Absolutely. Just Google Tech Santa and you'll be able to get all the details there.
Just briefly, where does all the money go? Is is this just all into training puppies, or is it what? Where does
so
all...
this year with Tech Santa, what we've said is that the money that we will be receiving, hopefully from Tech Santa, will go towards the training of 100 puppies. So there's the possibility there that 100 more people who are blind or partially sighted will get the same gift that James has got, that kind of gift of independence, and will be able to go out there and live their lives to the full. And we can't think of a better way to spend that money.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to put all that information up. If you're driving or anything, you haven't had a chance to take any detail down, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. We'll take a picture of Bart and James, of course, and we'll put you up there, and then we can direct people to Tech Santa and all the other, and the Guide Dog NI webpage as well. But lovely to see you, James, and good luck with all your studies.
Thank you so much.
I think it's going to be a name to watch out for. I know I said that before, but I definitely think we're going to hear a lot more of James Cunningham. You keep up the good work. Should I play a song for you? Have you got a favourite band or anything, since you're into music?
Oh,
you're going to ask me for something I probably don't have in the system. So I want you to think oldies, James. Think older.
You want older?
Well, older, not too modern, because this is like...
What about Queen?
Oh.
Too old?
I've got a Queen song already queued up and ready.
Check that.
That is unbelievable. Oh, look.
As I if know by you magic. I can see it.
It's just sitting there. I mean, I didn't even do anything. It's just a weird one. So you can have this. That's strange, freaky things that happen. Thank you very much, Bart. Thank you, James.
Yeah,
and thank you, Ian.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you. So a request for James before he goes then. It was already sitting in the system.